With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At least 40 people are dead, 115 injured in that huge fire in the Alpine Ski Resort of Crans, Montana, Switzerland. Authorities say it's much too early to determine the cause of that blaze. Despite liberal members of the media cooking up all sorts of ailments, President Trump says his health is just fine. Ed Donahue reports.
The 79-year-old president told the Wall Street Journal he had a CT scan during an October examination. He had said it was an MRI.
What part of your body was the MRI looking at?
I have no idea.
The president said he regretted undergoing the advanced imaging on his heart and abdomen during the visit because it raised public questions about his health. His physician said in a memo the White House released in December he had advanced imaging as a preventative screening. The president told the Journal, nothing's wrong. He also denied he has fallen asleep during White House meetings when cameras have caught him with his eyes closed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ukraine and Russia continue fighting in the war that's nearly 4 years old.
Officials say that a Ukrainian attack killed at least 24 people in a Russian-occupied village in Ukraine's Kherson region as tensions between the two nations continue to spike, despite diplomats hailing productive peace talks. Ukrainian officials did not immediately comment on the strike, which could not be independently verified by the Associated Press. The statement follows claims from Moscow that Ukraine launched a long-range drone against one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's official residences in northwestern Russia on Tuesday. Kiev has denounced the claims as a lie. Elsewhere in Ukraine, Russia attacked the Odessa region overnight, targeting civilian infrastructure in several waves of drone attacks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ongoing demonstrations in Iran. At least 7 people are dead. This is SRN News. What is important for a good life?
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. 97% say you have to have that to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is faith. 60% of respondents say that being free to practice their religion is very or somewhat important to a good life. Michael Harrington reporting.
One Canadian province wants to embrace radical secularism. Lawmakers in Quebec considering a measure that would make public prayer illegal and would limit public displays of religious symbols, including on clothing. It is primarily aimed at preventing Muslims from praying in public around Quebec, but it would necessarily apply also to anyone of any faith. This is SRN News. Analysts expect AI will continue to play a major role in the markets in 2026. More from Bob Agnew.
Wall Street closed out another banner year for stocks on Wednesday with a downbeat finish that extended the market's recent losing streak to a fourth day. Just the same, the major U.S. stock indexes all finished with strong gains for the year. Wall Street's 2025 gains came as investors embraced the optimism surrounding artificial intelligence and its potential for boosting profits across almost all sectors moving forward. Bob Agner reporting.
Trump administration facing a legal complaint from a new government employee over the new policy eliminating coverage for so-called gender-affirming care in federal health insurance programs. Human Rights Campaign filed the complaint on behalf of a few workers Thursday, challenging the Office of Personnel Management's decision to stop covering the procedure. More details, srnnews.com.